We're back on News Radio KMAN. In Focus continues here with USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. Eric Reed, Assistant Superintendent, and Board Member Brandy Santos joining us here. Their meeting's at 6:30 tonight at the Robinson Education Center, and they do stream those on Facebook. Heavily encouraged that you tune in to there, since we were trying to practice the social distancing as much as possible. Of course, open meetings, those are open to the public here. But let's talk a little bit about, Erica, some more details surrounding graduation, how that's going to look here.
Yeah, I said I'd kind of dodge that question earlier, but I'm going to dodge it again more directly. We really don't know with graduation what that's going to look like. I don't think we put a nix in it as far as we don't want to overreact, but we also don't want to underreact. We want to do with intention. So right now, graduation's still on the calendar. Could it change? Absolutely. Could it happen? It really depends, and it really going to depend on our health experts and what they're allowing us to do as far as how many people can gather. You know, if the group recommendations are 50 or less or 10 or less, which are the two that I've heard, you know, 50 or less from the CDC for the next 8 weeks or 10 or less from the president for a shorter period of time, I don't know a graduation ceremony with only 50 people at it and how to work that, but I really feel for those seniors. This is tough stuff. I mean, this is your spring sports season of your senior year that you don't get back. We don't get a red shirt, kids, and that's tough. And I just want to put the reality of that out there for a lot of these kids. This is their last chance. This is their last 6 weeks. And what I hope everybody does is they see the value of it, because sometimes when you're in it, it's just annoying and you just have to finish it up and you don't see how valuable it is until it's taken away. I feel horrible that that got taken away from them.
And if you can, if you know a senior, give a shout out to them. I mean, if any of these kids, I mean, they left school before spring break, none of us realized that this was going to happen. This is definitely unique. And it is a situation that none of us want to be in. But everyone knows a senior year is pretty special, and there's so many memorable occasions. And so you definitely, you know, you hate that this happened to these kids. And not just them, but even, you know,
eighth grade graduation. Promotion.
Yeah, promotion. You really want to give out a shout out to those kids. So if you see them, if you know them, you got to know that they're not feeling great right now. And so anything we can do to lift them up as a community, let's go for it.
Well, I know every time we have USD 383 on, we talk donations and grants here. This would probably be a good time to remind people if they are able to donate, how they can do that here with the school district.
Yeah, you can donate directly to the school district, and you just call the district office and say, I'd like to make a donation. They'll get you to the right place. You can do that through the USD 383 Community Foundation as well. If you want it going in a specific direction, you can ask us to make it go toward food service. I think a lot of people, I think, Brandon, you may notice several times about people paying off meals for families. Could be access to library books, materials that we can send home. Could be, you know, something to help families out with their internet connectivity. Things along that line, if people want to make donations, we really value that. You want me to go ahead and read the donations real quick that we have this week?
Yeah, go ahead, sure.
We had a $500 cash donation from Manhattan Kiwanis Club to the high school for their key club. A $500 cash donation from Civics Plus Manhattan High School for Robotics Club competition. And $949.50 cash donation from Ogden Elementary PTO for Panthers All Read Together books. That's something where they buy a book for their entire, all their staff, all their kids, and their families read those books together. Pretty neat. I go over and read for that sometimes. It's fun. And then $4,789 for Music Risers at Bluemont Elementary for assemblies and music performance. So our community is always stepping up. We have a special community, Manhattan Ogden. And I don't know what it's going to look like, but I can tell you we're going to do everything we can to make this the best possibly we can. And we have the community partners to make the best of a very difficult, horrible situation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, lots to get to here, and I know you have other items on the agenda, but
really not a lot. I think it's we kind of backed off a couple other things. I had some really good. Dr. Wade gave me a lot of credit. My stuff was really good, but it got blown up by the announcement yesterday.
So yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Right. Well, we appreciate you guys coming on here in these challenging times here, and I know the community appreciates getting to hear from you guys firsthand about everything you're experiencing, and we'll get these questions answered. It'll just take some time.
Yep, really appreciate that, Brandon.
All right. Eric Reed, Brandy Santos, our guests here today. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We will continue in focus after this. News Radio KMAN with Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram.